What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Once again, everybody, as we welcome you in for another edition of Jumping the Gun, it is powered by Patterson Square Garden. Along with Daniel, I'm Derek, and of course, we are here to predict games each and every week. Daniel has been beating me by one or two games weekly. Again, I will have a professional auditor check the books because I don't trust his math. I think somewhere along the line, he is still upset by the fact that I beat him on the season last year. All right, Daniel, I hate to ask this question, but how do we do in week number 8?
So I did win last week, but neither of us did really well. I went 9-6. You went 8-7. At the end of the day, it's funny. Me picking your favorite team and having more faith in your favorite team ended up being the difference this past week.
Yeah, I'll whatever.
I knew that would hurt a little extra.
That stung. I was happy they won, but that stung.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. Honestly, the Cardinals are having a hard time moving the ball all night, and the Packers just found a way to get it done without any of their receivers.
But it's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. We're getting started this week on Thursday night. The Jets at the Colts. The Colts are getting 10.5 points at home in Indianapolis.
How about the Jets in an upset over the Bengals of all teams? Going into week number 8, if the playoffs were to start this past Sunday, the Bengals were the number one seed in the AFC. Nobody gave the – I don't even think the Jets truly believe they could beat them. And they bring in some backup quarterback named Mike White that nobody's ever heard of. And they go out there and put up 34 points on the Jets defense at home and beat the Bengals in their backyard. That's impressive. Now they've got to play a Colts team that, to me, the Colts are the best – sub-500 team of the season. They're 3-5. They have all the talent in the world, but they keep reinventing ways to lose games. Carson Wentz made a couple of bonehead mistakes in their last game against Tennessee, which cost them against the Titans. I've got to believe somehow, some way, Frank Reich has been all over these guys all week long getting ready for this game against the Jets. They are not about to take the Jets lightly. I think the Colts bounce back this week.
I agree. I think the Colts bounce back. However, I did want to take the Jets a little bit, but since it's a Thursday night game, Indianapolis has the home field advantage. We know that home field does make a big difference on the short week. So I'm going to go with the Colts here. But man, those Carson Wentz mistakes, it was funny watching that game, and you're just like, as an Eagles fan, it's the same problems we were seeing when he was in Philadelphia. I mean, holding the ball too long, taking too many hits, the throw that almost lost them the game in regulation, where he throws it left-handed right into his offensive line and gets picked off, and the guy lands in the end zone. So mistakes you can't make, especially with the game on the line. But for this week against the Jets, I don't see the Jets winning back-to-back. So I'm going to go with the Colts here because of the short week. Next, we have the Browns at the Bengals. The Bengals are getting 2.5 points at home in Cincinnati.
It's amazing the Browns have the wealth of talent that they have and are still sitting at 4-4 right now. Baker Mayfield is not playing with a 100% throwing arm and all that. And for whatever reason, you know, players unhappy there now. People keep talking about trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. out of there. He's not going anywhere. They're not going to trade him. But there seems to be a little tension in the Browns camp, and I understand why. I mean, I really do. It's understandable when you have that wealth of talent and it's not better than what it is right now. Frustrations do sit in, but I'm going to take the Browns this week. I like the Browns in this game.
The Browns? You're taking the Browns in Cincinnati? Interesting.
In Cincinnati, yes. I'm going to flip the script and go with the Browns in Cincinnati.
I think this is the beginning of the end for the Browns. I'm not liking what I'm seeing from the overall team. The aura around their team right now is not very positive. Odell Beckham was just asked to stay at home pretty much and not participate with the team. They're still trying to figure out what to do with him, which is weird because the trade deadline is passed, so they can't trade him. They're not going to waive a contract that like Odell Beckham's. So
no.
I'm not really sure what they're going to do there. Then you have all the injuries that they're dealing with. I'm going to go with the Bengals here. I think the Bengals bounce back. And I think last week was a fluke against the Jets. I think that was the Bengals gave that game away, and I think they're a better team than that. So I'm taking the Bengals this week. Next, we have the Broncos at the Cowboys. The Cowboys are getting 10 points at home in Dallas.
What a win by the Cowboys on Sunday night in Minnesota when everybody thought the Vikings would have that game dead to rights. And a backup quarterback named Cooper Rush comes in and has the game of his life. But what's more impressive is the way that Dallas defense flies around. And man, they're a sure tackling defense. They fly to the ball. They make big plays. They get off the field and get the ball back to their high-powered offense. And it just goes to show you what an offense can do when you have an abundance of weapons like the Cowboys do. You don't even need a Dak Prescott to win a big game like that. When you have weapons like they have and a decent defense, you have a fighting chance. And that's exactly what Dallas did. So now that Dak Prescott is expected to be back this week, no question about it, I'm taking Dallas.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. That win was impressive for all the reasons you said. But to add on top of that, they're on the road. Under the lights. I mean, that's a big spotlight to play under, especially when you play for the Cowboys. I mean, everybody knows the Cowboys get looked at under a different microscope than other teams do. So that was impressive on many levels. But like you said, Dak Prescott is looking like he's going to play this week. I don't trust this Broncos team, so I'm going with the Cowboys. The Cowboys, every week I've said they look like one of the best teams in the NFL. So I think they're going to get this one done this week. Next, we have the Texans at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are getting 6.5 points at home in Miami.
Oh, my goodness. Texans and the Dolphins. I mean, you talk about two teams that are fighting for the first pick in the draft next year. The Texans are just an absolute mess, and I feel for David Culley. I've said this on a number of occasions. David Culley is a good man. He deserves better, but he just doesn't have the talent. And as much as if I was a betting man, I would not touch this game. I will lean with the Dolphins and take the points in this particular game.
This is an ugly game and one that I will not be watching much of. Like you said, this is a battle for the number one overall pick. But the thing is, the Dolphins aren't fighting for their number one pick. They're fighting for the Eagles' number one pick because the Eagles
exactly.
are holding that right. So I'm going to take the Dolphins here. The Dolphins have no reason to tank, being that they're not even going to reap the benefits of that tank. So I think the Dolphins are going to win here. And Tua Tagovailoa has actually been playing not so poorly recently. The Texans, we all know, they stay in games for a little bit, but then they kind of let loose in the second half. I'm going with the Dolphins here, although I'm not very confident about this. I'm surprised, actually, that it's 6.5 points of a difference. I don't know if I'm that confident in the in on either of these teams. I think this should be a pick-em, honestly. But anyway, next we have the Falcons at the Saints. The Saints are getting 6 points at home in New Orleans.
Man, what a devastating injury Jameis Winston suffered. Wow. And one thing I'll say about a Sean Payton offense, no matter who's under center for Sean, he's going to structure the offense to allow his quarterback to be successful. I don't think the Saints defense gets enough credit for how they play. An opportunistic defense, very fast defense. They like to be physical as well. And even though they don't have Jameis Winston under center, I do think they're still good enough overall with Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield that they'll win this game and win it easily.
Really? You think they're going to win it easily?
Yep.
You know, I agree. I think the Saints do win the game. I don't know if they win it easily because I think Trevor Siemian's going to have a little bit of a come down from last week. I mean, you get all that adrenaline for coming in. You're playing against Tom Brady. You get that big win. Your team's all emotional and stuff. Then you have to go play a team that you're supposed to beat. That adrenaline kind of goes away, and now you start to feel the pressure. I still think the Saints have enough to win because that defense has been playing great, and the Falcons' offense has not really shown much this year. So I'm going to go with the Saints here, mainly because they're also going to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have the Raiders at the Giants. The Raiders are getting 5 points on the road in New York.
My goodness. What else can happen to the Raiders? They lose a head coach in John Gruden, and then recently their star wide receiver, Henry Ruggs, is involved in a DUI accident that results in the death of a person. And, you know, first of all, my condolences to everybody involved, from the family of the deceased to Henry Ruggs and his family, for what they're about to go through. And of course, the Raiders cut him. And, you know, we wanted to see how the Raiders would bounce back after John Gruden was let go. And they bounced back great against the Denver Broncos. Now here's another bit of adversity they have to overcome. But I do think the Raiders still have enough talent out there. They'll get the job done in this game. You know, they're battling to stay on top of that AFC West. And I think they'll get through this somehow and find a way to get the W.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, this Raiders team can't really, I mean, you can always go through more, but the adversity they've come through has been as much as anybody else, if not more than anybody that we've seen. Hats off to Derek Carr. I mean, every week he's looked, he's come through in big moment after big moment. And like you said, they came back in the Denver game after John Gruden got fired and came out with a lot of energy. I think it's going to be similar this week against the Giants. So I do think the Raiders are going to win this game. I don't think the Giants have very much going for them so far this year. So I'm going to go with the Raiders, and I think they're going to stay on top of that AFC West. Next, we have the Patriots at the Panthers. The Patriots are getting 3.5 points on the road in Carolina.
Wow, the Patriots at the Panthers. Panthers rallied and won down in Atlanta. And as for the Patriots, they went out west and beat a pretty good Chargers team. This is a team that's growing right before our eyes. Now, the Patriots are back to 500 already. You know, Mac Jones is really taking control of that team, that offense. And I like the Patriots in this game. I don't know why, but I do like the Patriots in this game.
So what's interesting about this game is Christian McCaffrey was just taken off injured reserve and is designated to return. That is very interesting to me. I think the Panthers could pull this off. I'm going to go with the Panthers here. This is my upset of the week. I think the Patriots are riding a high after last week. That was a huge win for them against the Chargers. And I think the Panthers surprised them this week. Panthers surprised us last week. We both picked the Falcons to beat them last week, and they came out and got the win. So I'm going with the Panthers this week, too. And next, we have the Buffalo Bills at the Jags. The Bills are getting 14.5 points on the road in Jacksonville.
I'm surprised the spread's not 24.5 instead of 14.5. You know, Buffalo is a team that's a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Jacksonville has a few more years to go to hopefully build that team in the right direction around Trevor Lawrence. It's just not there yet. And it shows in their overall play and their losses compared to their win. And so I think this is a slam dunk Buffalo easily. I think Buffalo covers the spread in this game.
You think they're going to you're taking them with the 14.5 points?
With the 14.5.
I think I'm there with you. I mean, the thing is, the Bills last week they were playing against the Dolphins at home, and they didn't win by too much last week. So that is a divisional game, so I guess those games are always weird. But I'm gonna be with you. I think the Bills are gonna win this with the points. This is one of those shutout watch games because the Bills like to shut their opponents out this year. So I'm also gonna go with the Bills. Next, we have the Vikings at the Ravens. The Vikings are going on the road against the Ravens, who are coming off of a bye week. The Ravens are getting 6 points at home.
You know, I think it's easy to take the Ravens, but you know, look at every week in the NFL. Look at every week in the NFL. Something has happened that you didn't expect. And while I do want to take the Vikings just to get a wow factor out of you, I'm not quite there yet. So using logical, say, you thought I was going to take the Vikings. You were snickering. You thought I was going to take the Vikings. I'm taking the Ravens in this game.
You know, I think I need to hide my emotions. I need to turn my camera off is the thing.
You're terrible. Terrible poker player.
Yeah, because I feel like you're reading my emotions. And if you see me smile, you do the opposite of what you're leading me up to think. I'm also taking the Ravens. I wish I kept my poker face and let you take the Vikings, because I don't know. I think we're really thinking about it. But I'm also taking the Ravens. When it comes down to it, Lamar Jackson is having an amazing year, and I think they're just going to keep rolling, especially at home. Next, we have the Packers at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are getting 7.5 points in Kansas City.
Oh, my goodness. Aaron Rodgers is out because he has COVID. Are you kidding me? And then supposedly, you know, back in training camp, he said he was vaccinated, and now we come to find out he's not. So the earliest he can return is next Saturday, November 13th. So it was the Jordan Love Show in Kansas City. But I sit here right now, and I doubt it. Green Bay's ability to go on the road in Arizona and beat the Cardinals. And lo and behold, they beat the last undefeated team. Kansas City's defense is a sieve. Green Bay drafted Jordan Love in the first round for a reason. Has not played in a meaningful situation, obviously because of who he's playing behind, a future Hall of Famer. But I'm going to go the opposite this time, and I'm going to go against the grain, and I'm going to take Green Bay. I think Matt LaFleur, if Matt LaFleur wins this game without Aaron Rodgers, after winning a game without his top three receivers against an undefeated team 10 days ago, Matt LaFleur should get coach of the year right now if he pulls this off. And just, so I got faith. I got faith in Matt LaFleur. I'm taking Green Bay in this game.
Yeah, don't even wait until the end of the season. Just give him the award
this
week.
Give it to him now.
We'll figure the rest of them out later. I picked the Packers last week after a few of the receiver injuries, but that was because I had faith in Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers isn't there, and they don't have the receivers, so I'm still going. I'm going with the Chiefs. Actually, Davante Adams, is he going to be there this week?
It's still waiting to see. Marcus Scandling is back this week. So if Davante Adams is back, even though he doesn't have history with Jordan Love, I still think just his presence on the field will open things up for other people. Their leading tight end, Robert Tonyan, is out with an ACL tear. Green Bay just keeps losing player after player and somehow keeps finding ways to win games. And I think Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff will find a way to win this game.
Yeah, I'm out there with you. I'm taking the Chiefs. The Chiefs, I mean, they like to keep everybody in the game that they play against. I mean, the Giants almost came away with a win in Kansas City on Monday night. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, what? The Giants belong nowhere within 21 points of this Kansas City team. But Kansas City just, they turn the ball over. They just have these defensive lapses. Daniel Sorensen, I feel like the ball just keeps finding Daniel Sorensen wherever he is. If he makes any mistake, the offense takes advantage of it. But I don't know. I like the Chiefs here. I think the Packers, one too many superstars is gone for this team. So I'm taking the Chiefs here. Next, we have the Cardinals at the Niners, and the Cardinals are getting 1.5 points in San Francisco.
Well, the Cardinals are seething because they thought they could win that game. You know, with 17 seconds left in the game, instead of settling for a tie and forcing that game against Green Bay in overtime, they were trying to win that game outright before regulation ended, and it backfired on them. So Cliff Kingsbury and his crew fired up. I think Arizona goes to San Francisco and handles business against the Niners. I like the Cardinals bouncing back in this game.
Yeah, same here. That end of the Cardinals game, I couldn't believe it. Especially, of course, I feel like whenever an Eagles player leaves Philadelphia, they just go and make all these big plays for every other team in the NFL. So Rasul Douglas makes a huge, amazing interception, pretty much bringing it in with one hand. But yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals here. I think last week was a little weird with that ending, but I think they're one of the top two or three teams in the NFC. So yeah, I'm taking the Cardinals here on the road in San Francisco. Next, we have the Titans at the Rams for the Sunday night game. The Rams are getting 7.5 points at home in Los Angeles.
Well, surprisingly, the Rams let go of DeSean Jackson. He wasn't happy with his limited role there. But then the Rams add Von Miller to go along with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey on that defense. Are you kidding me? So I think, you know, the Rams are gearing up because they believe they have a chance, a legitimate chance, and they do, of going to Super Bowl this year if they can keep all of their primary personnel healthy. I like the Rams in this game.
Yeah, especially with the loss of Derrick Henry. Where I think they're saying 6 to 10 weeks potentially.
Yeah.
Hopefully, for my fantasy football season's sake, he comes back sooner rather than later. But yeah, no, I feel like no one player for any offense in the NFL means more to their team than Derrick Henry does to the Titans, outside of quarterbacks, of course. Their entire offensive identity is based around him. So I'm also taking the Rams here. Adding Von Miller is just unfair, I feel like, to go on that defensive line. So I'm taking the Rams with the points here. And on Monday night, we have the Bears at the Steelers. The Steelers are getting 6.5 points at home in Pittsburgh.
Man, the Steelers won an ugly game against the Cleveland Browns, but the bottom line is they found a way to win that game. The Bears, you know, Justin Fields, he's starting to make some plays, but, you know, he's still going through growing pains. Bears still have issues with their offensive line. Their defense has not been as stout as a lot of people thought it would be. It plays inconsistent. So with that said, you know who I'm taking? You already know who I'm taking.
Yeah.
I don't even have to tell you.
Yep, and I'm right there with you. I'm also going to take the Steelers. The Bears, like you said, Justin Fields is starting to put it together. That play he made on that fourth down against the Niners, running all the way across the field, ending up scoring a touchdown when all they needed was 3 yards on the fourth down. That was what the Bears fans have to look forward to. And I think this season is going to be a season of anticipation for what this team could be, not really what it is. Because I don't think this Bears team, outside of Justin Fields, has a lot to get it done. But I'm also going to go with the Steelers here. The Steelers are getting into a nice little rhythm here, so I think they're gearing up for a potential playoff run. Next, finally, we have the Eagles game. The Eagles are hosting the Chargers in Philadelphia. The Chargers are 1.5-point favorites in Philly.
How about Nick Sirianni running the football to the tune of 236 yards rushing against a very porous Detroit defense? And now they're going to play the worst rushing defense in the National Football League in the Chargers. Will Nick Sirianni stick to the run? Well, based on what we've seen him do through the previous seven games prior to the Detroit game, I'm not confident that he's going to stick to it, especially if the Chargers jump out to a touchdown or two touchdown lead on him. You know, the Chargers need to bounce back. That game stung. That game, losing that game to the Jets, stung the Chargers. You know, they've got enough weapons to do a lot of damage. I expect Jonathan Gannon to go back to his two deep shell in the safeties, you know, playing them up in the stands instead of on the field and being competitive. So with that said, I'm going to take the Chargers to take a road W here.
Yeah, if the Chargers didn't lose last week to the Patriots, I think the Eagles, I would be a little intrigued by taking the Eagles this week. But since the Chargers, I think they're going to be a playoff team, and I think they're going to bounce back this week. It's just, if it wasn't for that loss against the Patriots, I would take the Eagles. But the Chargers are going to be amped up, they need to keep pace with the Raiders. And
yep.
If they don't keep pace with the Raiders, we all know the Chiefs, they could wake up at any point, and the Chargers could find themselves in third place in that AFC West. So I'm going to take the Chargers here. I think they keep pace with the Raiders.
All right. Well, there you have it. Our week 9 picks in the National Football League. Brother Dan, of course, is gloating because he claims, and I emphasize again, he claims that he beat me by one game just a week ago. But I will have my day, and I believe this might be that week. Even though I made a couple of picks that are a little suspect, I just have a feeling about a couple of games here, especially that Cleveland game. So we're going to come back, obviously, next week and talk about what we did from week number 9. Of course, look ahead to week number 10 in the National Football League. And until then, for Daniel, I'm Derek. Thanks for listening in to Jumping the Gun, powered by Patterson Square Garden. So long, everybody.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.